Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this rainy Thursday. And keep in mind, these are the days sometimes my connection is, like, iffy. A lot of times it's if it rains overnight and in the morning. Anyway, I'm Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack, producer Matt. He is in his spot, Jim Colony, not far from me. By the way, you're going to be hearing a lot more of Jim starting next week. Yeah. That's just a little appetizer for you. Good morning to you, Chris. How is everything?
Good morning. You sound good. You sound much better than my start to the pre-show yesterday, which was me trying to connect and reconnect and reconnect and reconnect and not really being fully successful until like 5:50, and Jim doing the pre-show himself telling old Boston sports stories.
Yeah, I was already up. I'll tell you, I missed the pre-show because I told myself I was going to sleep in. I couldn't. I wake up. Mm-hmm. I went and I met my buddy Dave. Big Dave White. I met him at 5 and we worked out. My body clock wouldn't let myself kind of change. So I was up, but I was not around the radio at 5:40 for the pre-show, but then I caught it right when I got back in the car at like 6:15. I have something. Right. Conspiracy. We've got to go here because I put this out on social media yesterday. I had more support than I thought. Then I had other people tell me I'm a Bigfoot conspiracy theorist. I maintain, and the more I thought about this overnight, I had a night to sleep on it, and I woke up this morning. I'm not wavering from this. You can call me a conspiracy theorist. You can even show me data that says I'm wrong. And I'm not a flat earther about this. But I promise you, it's fact. Okay, since the pandemic hit and I've been home a lot more. Okay. Mm-hmm. And especially in the last month or so. I even hesitate to say this because people think I'm crazy anyway. They're going to think I'm crazy about this. And I tell you all the time, I'm the last guy about conspiracy theorists. I look at people down my nose that are like, come on, seriously. I promise you that the commercial airliners are flying lower. I swear to you. No, listen. Okay. I live right on, like, it would seemingly be like a flight path or something. Now, this could have to be with the clouds or it might have to do with the fact that there are fewer planes in the air, and thus when one goes over, it feels like a bigger event because
sure,
they're not as many. It's not as, you know, there's not as many of them, you know, so mm-hmm. you notice them more. But it happened again last night. It happened two nights ago with like 4 planes. It's much louder. It is lower where I can see the in my eyesight's going. You know, I need like cheater reader glasses. I can see the airline that it's flying for. And not just like the colors of the Southwest plane. Like I could see the tail art on it. And the lights are clear. Now, I put that out there on social media. And there must have been 30 people that were like, I swear to God, I just said this to my wife yesterday. I swear to this. Or you're nuts. But mainly it was support. Again, maybe I'm just noticing them more because they're more infrequent and thus you notice them. But they feel like big, you know, U.S. Navy or Air Force bombers going over my house, these planes. Mm. I promise you they look lower. Anyhow.
I don't know. That's a
Has
that's
anybody
a weird
else
thing.
Noticed this?
I haven't. I've noticed fewer planes. We talk about flight paths and stuff. I've mentioned this before, I think. It feels like our neighborhood specifically must be on, like, an approach pattern. When we live nowhere near the airport. But, like, it felt like pre-pandemic you would look up three times a day and see usually a Southwest plane going over us. I don't know. Maybe we're an approach from, like, a somewhere down, like Tampa or something. I don't know. Anyway, I noticed a lot less during the summer, obviously, because, like you said, there are fewer flights. But I don't think I've noticed them any lower than before. Now, I will say this. I have noticed, and I'm sure there's a scientific explanation for this, that when it is foggy or really humid out, you will, especially in the morning or when it's dark out, they will sound a lot louder than they are. And I don't know if that's because it's when it's dark out, it's usually there's not as much ambient noise because it's not during the day when people are about doing things or what it is.
Or serves if it's like a buffer, like, you know, in a
smaller space.
Right,
or something about the sound waves bouncing off of moisture or something. I'm sure there's, like I said, a scientific reason
for
it.
There's an audibilist somewhere who knows what we're talking
right.
about. Probably,
exactly.
We always turn to Carnegie Mellon. That's where you turn to, right?
I'm sure they've got an answer for it. But yes. On a day like this where it's rainy, it for some reason the sound travels better. Like, we live probably, as the crow flies, I don't know, half a mile from 43. And there are days where you feel like it's in your backyard. Like, you have the same thing. Like, the turnpike isn't far from your house. And I
right.
imagine there are days where, like, you can hear the, like, the whiz of the big trucks on the road. And
but
there are other days where I forget it's there. It's something about the way the sound travels in the weather, in the environment.
In the past 2 weeks, there have been three occurrences where I'll be in the garage or I will be in the house and I will hear. And again, I am not a conspiracy theorist guy, nor am I a panic guy. I'm not like that. Like, I'm not a react. If I'm a saunter to the window, like, I hear a car crash outside and be like, oh man, I gotta go see what's going on. But there have been three times. Twice standing in the garage, once in my house, to where I have heard and I'm like, my gosh. And I've gone either outside of the garage to the driveway the two times or once to the window really fast and been like, damn, that plane is low. And it's a big plane. A big one. And again, it could be coincidence. It could be they've been that low before. And in life, I never noticed them. But and one of them was, and you could tell, it was like from, you know, up the old airport. They have like a unit. You know what I'm saying? It was like it was a military plane. And they, it's not the quartermaster unit or whatever it is out there. I forget, and I apologize to them because we do have listeners. Those guys text in every once in a while. The squadron, I forget what it's called, but it was like it was a gray plane with Army decals. But definitely, they were. I thought about this, like, if I say this on the air, people are going to think I'm wacko. They think I'm wacko anyway, so I'm sticking to it. They're flying lower. They're definitely flying lower. And we're getting texts backing this up. I'm into this now.
Okay.
Now I'm going to have some aviation expert. Like Amelia Earhart, she's going to text the show and tell us. Let's get Sully, the other Sully, on the show.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Who would you rather hear talk for an hour, Sully or Sully, by the way?
Oh, boy.
That's about that question.
What are we? Do we have parameters on the conversation? Is it just
no?
Anything?
You get to have a beer with Sully or Sully.
Oh, Sully Sullenberger. No offense to Mike Sullivan. Like if we had parameters on the conversation that it only involved sports or just hockey or you know I would go in the Mike Sullivan direction. But what's his real first name? Is it Howard? Sully Sullenberger. Whatever his real first name is, I could spend. Yeah, I've just an hour alone just talking about landing the plane in the Hudson, let alone anything else that's probably happened in the man's life.
9/11th airlift wing. That's what it was. Okay, there we go. Lower cloud ceiling amplifies noise. Okay,
there you
there
go.
We are.
See,
I live by the airport.
I knew there was a scientific explanation.
Yeah, and they were doing maneuvers the past 2 weeks, and the planes have been very low. It's the 9/11th air wing. Went to four engine jet really big planes this year instead of C-130 turboprops. Okay. And now we're getting these
there
texts from these smart Alex that I love. They got to stay below the jetpack guy. Okay. I like it. That means you listen to the pre-show a lot.
I'd be really big on us having a jetpack guy around here. And then finding out it was for like we would just naturally suspect, oh, it's some guy from the Robotics Institute at right. CMU down in Lawrenceville. They saw him flying over the Highland Park Bridge, and you know, I swear I saw him standing on top of it. You know, something crazy like that. And then we find out later, it's I don't know, just
TC.
An average everyday part. Yeah, like TC the vendor. Or Rachel Bouvier, or you know, just all of a sudden find out they're into jetpacks.
No, or just like somebody out of nowhere, like Craig Riley, like had this secret side
yes.
hobby where he
yeah.
was the jetpack guy because he was so light that he could carry him, or like you know, just somebody out of
yes.
just nowhere.
Craig replaced
Melanie
all
Taylor.
The hours he had spent making $2 bets on West Coast college basketball with actually being a productive member of society and making a jetpack.
Well, now I feel better about myself, though, this morning because of the support that I'm garnering from people that are saying they've seen it. It's either military planes or they are also seeing lower planes. Colony texting me now saying a great jetpack guy would be Fedco. I'm with that.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That
skylights would just go to an all new level with Fedco on a jetpack.
Remember when Fedco used to wear those pants that had suspenders, but he had like a 32-inch mm-hmm. waist, and he would have like – he lost a bunch of weight, so he started with like 38-inch pants, but then he never bought other ones. And I said one time, and he was within an earshot, and I kind of felt bad because I think he heard me. We were in the Steeler media room, and I said, Fedco looks like the guy at the circus that's catching fish in his pants. you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
And he like heard Fedco and looked over real fast. And I think mm-hmm. he heard me and wanted to kill me. He did look like the guy catching fish. Who has a harder job, Sully or Sully?
Is it a night Chris question. Letang feels like playing defense?
Is Jack Johnson still on the team or is he on the plane?
Right. Is right. there a French assistant coach to translate Letang's rantings towards Sully and vice versa?
Is Gino in the offensive zone mad, or is he in the co-pilot seat?
I would pay, I don't even know how much, to watch Sully Sullenberger try to land a plane with Gino sitting next to him, just fiddling with all the instruments and only speaking to him in Russian.
And Ponikarovsky is the third guy.
Galchenyuk got a job. How about that?
Which gives everybody hope.
Yes.
In the world. That should be whenever they put a banner up, like whoever wins the presidency, and it's like there's hope for the unemployed, that should be Galchenyuk.
Mm-hmm.
That should be what they rally around. Like
this guy still gets a job.
Hell. Hope for you.
There's your hope right there.
I know.
Alex Galchenyuk still has a job.
Right. Look, America's going to be just fine. Anyway, good morning to you, Sully. We should play a game, Sully or Sully, and try to figure that one out somehow. We got to get that guy on. I remember right after he landed that plane, they sent out one of those emails like, do you want to get him? to all these radio shows, right? And it was like, and I reached out, and they're like, well, you're just on the mass mailing list. Like, he's not doing a sports show. I'm like, okay, fine. Well, then don't send me the invite. I'm RSVPing, you know? Like, but would you like Sully's college professor who he had a class with one time, his aunt is available? I'm like, no, thanks.
No, we're good.
Genuine article or nothing for us. Speaking of the genuine article, Brian Billick, it's Ravens week. We talked to Coach Billick, 8:30. Jeff Schwartz, he's so good. We talked to him at 9. More conspiracy theories up next. Fan Morning Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.